Current State on 90.5 WKAR. State lawmakers are again looking for ways to pay for road repairs in Michigan, and that means subsidies for the film industry are again being targeted. Those amount to $50 million a year, or they have amounted to that in recent years. Governor Snyder has opposed the total elimination of the subsidies in the past. Today, the Michigan Film Office is issuing a new strategic plan, a plan Michigan Film Commissioner Janelle Leonard hopes will strengthen her case for keeping the film subsidies in the state budget. Earlier this week, I spoke with Commissioner Leonard about the new strategic plan. It was created to address what she feels are, quote, challenges to the sustainability, unquote, of the film office's mission. I first asked whether the challenges she refers to is primarily about the possible elimination of the $50 million in subsidies or about other matters as well.
This is about other matters as well. The film office was created back in 1979, and since that time, the film office has worked to attract and promote productions happening in Michigan. We need to work to reevaluate the way the film office operates right now and what we can do to further diversify ourselves to foster that economic growth of the film and creative industries today. When I first came into this position back in February, I wanted to meet with as many industry stakeholders as possible. I asked them three questions. I asked, what does the film office do well? What areas we can improve on? And what's kind of the next generation of film and creative industries in our state? We met with multiple people from production companies to producers to actors to film offices in the state. We met with advisory council members. We stayed in state. We also went out of state, met with as many people as possible to understand what benefits we bring as the film office and what things we can do better to reinvent ourselves.
Tell us about what you heard.
Amazing. Every single recommendation in the strategic plan that will be released highlights a voice from the people that we met with. We heard about the importance of talent development, of increasing our digital media support, of promoting what has happened here in Michigan, what productions have been created here, and what talent has been showcased here from the state. We have an opportunity to highlight that both here in Michigan and around the nation.
I'm sure you must have heard, though, if you spoke to legislators, you must have gotten resistance to the incentive program. How much of your time were you responding to that?
On the incentive program, I mean, it's a process right now. The legislature is still debating the appropriations and the bill, et cetera. Regardless of the amount of money and the entire incentive program in general, we felt that it is necessary for us to diversify ourselves to further help foster the economic growth of the indigenous industry that is here.
But is the diversification necessary because you're planning on losing the subsidies?
No, absolutely. We are under statute. The statute right now says that we are to implement an incentive program, and we will continue to do that as long as the statute is there and as long as appropriations are there as well. I know that I would be doing this, the strategic plan, regardless of the discussion of the film incentive in the legislature right now. I do this because I'm walking into this position and I truly want to know what things can I do better to help foster that economic growth of the film and creative industries here in the state.
Michigan Film Commissioner Janelle Leonard is our guest today. The Michigan Film Office is releasing a new strategic plan this week. Isn't it harder, though, to have a serious discussion about the film office with the road discussion going so hot and heavy?
No, it's all part of the process. I mean, legislators have a lot on their plate that they have to be able to evaluate and compare programs and kind of move forward in the best interest of the state of Michigan. I'm just trying to go in and make sure they know what the film office has done in the past and then what our plans are for the future.
So challenges to sustainability, but also you also want to, quote, forge a new path. Talk to us about what lay on this new path.
So part of this new path, part of it's just the education and the perception of the film office. So one area is in digital media. Right now, we can incent digital media projects. Most people don't know that. They don't think about it. There's also the interactive web series and post-production and marketing and advertising, some things that get more into the high-tech, the high-wage jobs. These areas are things that help us retain our talent. This focuses on the kind of Michigan's comeback and what we can do to maintain youth here in our state. That's an area that like I said, we've done for a while, but we need to further branch on and to forge that new path to actually become the digital media hub of the Midwest.
The new plan also lays out how the film office can work with arts organizations, colleges, even high schools, to foster talent development and reach the future filmmakers about how they can work in Michigan. Tell
Absolutely.
Us more about that.
One thing I heard from many the college-age students and just individuals here in the state is that they were attending school, but with the thought that they knew they were going to head out to L.A. or they were going to go to Silicon Valley, somewhere else other than Michigan. That was one thing that we took to heart. Like, what can we do to keep that youth here, to make sure that people know that there are opportunities here? One of the ideas that we put in this plan is to identify the private partners that are interested in hosting internships, apprenticeships, entry-level positions, so that we can help connect the dots with the colleges, universities, the high schools, make sure that they know, the students know, that they have an opportunity here in the state.
We're talking with Janelle Leonard, Michigan Film Commissioner, about the new Michigan Film Office Strategic Plan, which is coming out today. One of the ideas in your new strategic plan is to digitize locations that have been used in movies shot here with an eye toward a mobile app that could be used by tourists. How likely is that?
Absolutely. This is actually an idea that in my position as film commissioner, I also have the Arts Council underneath me as well. Arts Council has done a great job coming back from very little funding and help fostering their growth of their art industry. And one thing that they have is they have a mobile application for arts so that regardless of where you're at in the state, you can look up the local public piece of art, and you can find details about it, get some more information, and actually visit that piece of art. Just dawned on me, why don't we have something like that to help promote the tourism in our state as it relates to the film? There's no reason. We have a list of the different productions that have been made here in the state. We can provide, fun facts, different ideas, information, locations.
Like the baseball field and Field of Dreams.
You would be amazed at how many people plan their vacation around a movie that has been shot. It's unbelievable. But if I'm in Grand Rapids, I should be able to go on this digital app and be able to find out, what films were made here? Where were they at?
How do people in the film industry respond to the larger debate that includes the subsidies? Does this confuse them or frustrate them or what?
Yeah, they're looking for sustainability. They want to have that support in general. And when we met with them, clearly incentives is always on the forefront that kind of takes the wind out of the sails for a lot of people. But the important part is that it while the incentive is a component of the film industry, it's not the entirety of the film industry. And we need to help promote what the film and creative industries, what it gives to the state.
Just a little bit more about the subsidies here, because it is such a hot topic. I mean, critics have pointed to a report on the 2013 incentives that found that they created 668 temporary jobs, but zero permanent jobs. I know this is an ongoing feature of that debate. Does anything in the new strategic plan address that?
So it all goes towards the sustainability of the industry. And I think one of the biggest confusions and the perception issue is that the film and creative industry, it's not a 40-hour work week. It's not a 9-to-5 job. We have, people that are working in their basements for making $1 million, making a Facebook application. That's kind of the new age that we're in, and we need to embrace that. Michigan has been founded on the auto industry and on the line workers, which are huge. It's a foundation of Michigan, and we definitely need that. But there's also the other component of the growing creative economy. And as long as we can support both of those together, that's when we're going to be able to really become a national highlight here for the state.
There is also a real perception, at least, that movie money is private money. It comes from often wealthy individuals or corporations, and that public money simply shouldn't be a part of that equation. How do you respond to that?
Well, from 2014, we awarded 27 projects. And of those 27 projects, about 95%, I think we equated, were small, independent-based films that were made, half of which were from Michigan. I think that's huge. I think that goes towards the actual economy that's here in Michigan. That's the indigenous industry. That's supporting the home team.
It's easy to focus on the movies made in Michigan, but there is more to it than that. TV shows, commercials, mm-hmm. all kinds of video production. How much of that work is included in the purview of the Michigan Film Office?
Sure, a lot of it is. It's important to know that the talent is very deep, and you go from anything from a producer to a makeup artist to a costume designer, all that. It's about supporting that full ecosystem and what we can do to help advance the efforts.
Whose response are you most looking forward to the strategic plan? Who are you? Is it the legislature? Is it who?
I mean, I have to say, I didn't craft this plan with any one specific audience in mind. It's no secret kind of the challenges that come across within this office and the importance of it, but I want them to know we're taking it head on. We want to use these challenges as opportunities to forge a new path for the future.
You feel like the strategic plan will be a valid way forward, even if you were to lose the subsidies?
Absolutely. It's definitely a step forward. And this is a separate issue from the incentives. I know that I would be doing this regardless of the debate of the incentives. We'll still maintain and manage the film incentive program. It's very important. It's still part of our requirements per statute. We'll still do that. But we also need to do everything else we can to further grow the film and creative industries going forward.
And
as
that's
well.
What this report
that's
is
exactly
about.
That's exactly what this report is about.
We want to thank Janelle Leonard, Michigan Film Commissioner here. They released a brand new strategic plan today, and you heard about it first here on Current State. Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you very much.